know your history. It's enough to make your heart go. Whoa.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Grand Old Team podcast. I'm Adam Partington. In this episode, I'm joined by Groucho again. The other week, we had a go at the little test, the little quiz that was on the homepage, trying to name all the Premier League players from the Everton era. And now Groucho's come back to join us to look ahead to the encounter with MFK Ruzomberok. I think that's how we've decided we're saying it. Thanks for coming on again, mate. As you can tell, my voice is absolutely knackered. For those of you that follow us on Twitter, you'll know that I was on my stag do this weekend, and I literally haven't recovered yet from it. I'm working at about 40%. So,
hangovers last about 2 weeks for me now.
It's getting like that. For every night that I do, I need a day to recover. So when you do three, you need 3 days then. Anyway, I'm getting there, mate. I'm slowly starting to get back to full capacity. But while I was away, I completely missed everything. So I think Ruzomberok played on they must have played the other side. Who was it again? Who was the other side they played?
They played SK Brann, who I think we've played before. We beat about 5-0, didn't we, in Norwegian worthy?
Yeah.
But I think they took a 1-0 lead from their first leg, but then I think they lost 2-0, didn't they? So obviously got beat 2-1 overall. Yeah, I saw the...
So they overturned.
I think they're the away fans, their away end after the players went over to celebrate with actually getting to the big... I don't know if that was the town's entire population. But I read something, I think the town itself has only got a population of 29,000. So, you know, the people who turn up to Goodison on Thursday, hopefully me and my daughter will be along there as well, will number more than the entire town's population that we're playing. So it'll be interesting to see how many fans they bring along. But, you know, that's the nature of playing sorts of teams that you've never heard of before.
This must be like the biggest game in their history then, surely, you'd assume.
I don't know how long they've been formed. I don't know if they're a historic club or one of the newer ones, but are they Slovakian?
I looked earlier, yeah, they're Slovakian. They've been around since the early 1900s. They're a proper, proper side, yeah. I think I read the most successful season they did the League and Cup double, but I don't think they've played anybody of our stature before, so it'll be the biggest game in their history. And you know, I'm quite excited, but as I said, I missed it everything. So then I got back on Monday, and then or Sunday night, I literally just went on Twitter for like 5 seconds, and then I see someone mentioning the game on Thursday, and I was like, oh yeah, the Europa League.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
I've got to watch it on ITV.
At least it's on. Look at it that way. Yeah, hopefully we should be going. At least the people who can't get in. I think someone said it sold out already, didn't they? I mean, that's.
Well,
I saw something else that was good as well.
Apparently, there's a bit of the main stand that's closed because they're doing some work on it.
Oh, right. Oh, well, fair enough. But still should be good, though. I mean, getting it packed out. You know, it's a bizarre situation, though, isn't it? You know, we've got. The season basically starts on Thursday, and then we've got a friendly after that, which is a bit odd, but you know.
I know what you mean. It does start on Thursday as well. It probably does start on Thursday, but there's a bit of me that thinks, you know, obviously we should batter these. Like we shouldn't have any issue.
But, dangerous.
But
yeah.
We've got to be careful, haven't we? Because I think last year West Ham went out to like a load of British players, and then. And then Southampton the year before that went at this stage.
Yeah.
Now,
and don't forget, in 2005, when we got fourth, we were Champions League here we come, and it wasn't. It was Europa League here we come, because a certain bald referee got in the way. But less said about that, the better. So you can have pitfalls with qualifiers. You can't assume anything's dangerous, I suppose. But if I was Ronald Koeman, I'd just put me full strength side out just to make sure that we go through. Then you can worry about, you know, resting players and that, I suppose, when you get to the group stages, managing your Thursday, Sunday. But I'd just say, put your full side out, absolutely batter them just to make sure we go through. I wouldn't be resting anyone for this. That's just me. I don't know what anybody... somebody else thinks.
I completely agree with you there, and I've just jogged down what I'd probably make my side. I don't know if you've had a chance to think about yours, but I would go as strong as possible, I think, for this.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'd just throw everything at them. Absolutely everything.
And do you know what, Grouch? If we can get, you know, a healthy lead, 3 or 4 goal lead, as some people are saying, I mean, it might be a little bit harder than that, but if we can get that healthy lead, you know, then we go to their place, and then you can, you know, you can bring in some of the younger lads if you want, you know what I mean? You can experiment with a few things, but I think this one, we've got to take it as seriously as possible and make sure we just get ourselves, you know, through the door, because if we were to fall at this hurdle now after the campaign last season, after what we've done this summer, it would be a massive, massive low blow for us. And it wouldn't be the best way to start this campaign when there's so much optimism.
No, absolutely not. And I mean, then, you know, you've got to get into Europe. If they don't do that, and I know it's a big if, but, you know, there is always that possibility. You've got a game against Stoke, which is probably the easiest game of the first five. And when I say easy, I don't mean it's going to be easy. I mean, you know, relative to the games that come after, it's a really cracking hard start that we've got, and I include Stoke in that, you know.
Yeah.
It's not going to be an easy one. If we come out the blocks with our air on fire, we'll have a good year.
Absolutely.
But I think it's absolutely vitally important to tonk them on Thursday. And I don't mean that in a demeaning way to the other side. I just think we have to go and batter them.
Yeah.
There's no two ways about it.
I agree. So I'd go with obviously Pickford in the sticks.
Yeah. Well, that brings me on to another thing. You've got to deal with the away goals thing, haven't you? If they nick one back, you know, it sort of leaves it wide open, doesn't it? I mean, look at, I've forgotten who it was now. The last European game we played, where we won at home, didn't we? 2-1, and then that just that one away goal that they got. I can't remember what side it was. They were Russian worthy. Dynamo something or other.
Kiev.
And that one away goal. Okay, we had a disaster in the second one, but the away goal just opens the door for them. If we hadn't conceded that, who knows?
So
that's one thing to manage. But yeah, definitely. Definitely pick within goal. I wouldn't mess around with anyone else.
Of course, yeah, there isn't. Yeah, definitely. So 100% pick within goal. I'd probably go with Holgate at right back, or Kenny, but not the new lad from. I mean, I don't know.
No, not Martin. No. We made a mistake. I didn't see it the other day. Apparently, he made the mistake that gave their equaliser away, didn't he?
The game at the weekend, obviously, I've
seen it. Was that Genk, was it? Yeah.
Genk, yeah. I mean, I've just seen the goal and that's it from that one, because obviously, when we've been in Hamburg, you know, I didn't clock any of that apart from just seeing the goal. But, right, if you listen to the podcast that I did with the A from Fresh Saints, a Southampton fan on here, it hasn't filled me with a lot of optimism. So I go with him at right back. Kane and Williams. And Baines.
It's definitely going to be Keane and another, isn't it? Keane's definitely going to be starting. He seems to be decent. It's just a question of who partners him. So, you know, do you play Williams or Jagielka? You said Williams there. I don't really think it makes much of a difference who plays with him, but I'd definitely start with Keane. Someone was saying Besic played centre back, but I don't know if that's going to be a permanent fixture, or he was just getting a game. I agree with you that I'd play Williams or Jagielka with him. I wouldn't go messing around people who aren't used to playing centre back currently.
No, but if I'm not adverse to Koeman trying this with Besic, I mean, he's probably his stature. And his strength probably isn't what you'd normally assume to be linked with a centre half. But I think he's got that bit about him where he could play there. And who knows? You know, I'm not sure about his history, but maybe he has played there, and maybe Koeman sees him.
Well, that's it. I've read a few different things. Some people say no, he's never. He's always been a defensive midfielder. And then some people say no, actually, earlier in his career, he played a lot of games at centre back. So I'm not sure. I've heard two different things about him, but yeah, like you say, I mean, if Coleman was a defender himself, wasn't he? So if he thinks someone's, I'm not going to argue with him about the matters on defence. He seems to know what he's doing on that.
Exactly.
So
But also, you've got to think Mo isn't going to get a chance in the centre.
Not in the midfield, no.
He's not. So if I was him and Koeman said, look, I being, you know, one of the greatest centre halves ever, I think that you can do a job there. It's either that or you go out on loan for me, it's a no-brainer for Mo Besic. I'd be, you know, asking him if I could have a go there, to be honest, because it's an area at the moment where I hope we do bring in another centre-half, but we we probably do need somebody else who can sit in there. But for this game, I'm with you, Dave. I just want to keep it simple. And then, obviously, Leighton at left-back.
That's a no-brainer, isn't it?
I do think we need another left-back, though. It's a bit strange how we've not...
I certainly think we need cover. I do think we need cover, especially with Galloway, who can play at left back. He had a nightmare of a season on loan at West Brom, didn't he? I don't think he played much at all. Gets sent back, then we couldn't play him for some daft rule. So he gets sent back to his parent club, and then his parent club can't play him, which I thought was bizarre. But then he's gone on loan to Sunderland, I think, to win possession back when McGeady gives the ball away. But, I do think we need cover, though, because he's gone out on loan.
Definitely.
Not necessarily to take Baines' place, but just for emergency cover or injuries, I suppose.
No, I know. Well, you got to think, you know, Baines now with regards to his age in football terms, you know, he's starting to get on a little bit, so we will need cover there, and it wouldn't surprise me if someone else does come in. The centre midfield, I'd just go with Schneidlin. And play Garner a little bit further forward. I don't think we need, hopefully against these, you know, we won't need both of those two, you know, doing that work, kind of like acting as two DMs, shielding the back four. I can't imagine, you know, we'll need that. I think they're going to come, obviously, and sit in. As I've already said, it's probably the biggest game in their history. So, you know, they want to keep it tight at Goodison, quiet the crowd down, because it's going to be bouncing. I'd say it's going to be bouncing. It sounds like, as you said, it's going to be a full house. In fact, it is. I tried to get tickets last night. I'd be inclined just to play Schneidlin, or just hold him there, and then go on a little bit further forward with Klassen, probably.
Yeah, that Klassen, I imagined him to be some sort of, because I'll be honest, I didn't really know much about him before he played in the Europa League final against Man U. Ajax is captain at 22. Looks like he's going bald at 23. He's got the comb over almost already there, hasn't he? Looks like Stephen Naismith's granddad. And he's about 10 years younger than I am. But I thought he'd be some sort of... sort of Tim Cahill style player, but what we've seen, he seems to be like a workhorse, as it were. But I suppose after three pre-season games, you can't really judge someone, can you? You know, just got to see how he goes. So yeah, give him a go. I mean, he's Ajax's captain. You know, we can't be that bad. But he's one of those players, isn't he, where you don't know anything about him, you sign him, and then all of a sudden everybody's an expert on what
that always happens. But I did actually speak to an English Ajax fan. A few weeks back after we signed him, you know, and he was playing him down a bit. He was saying, look, you know, he's obviously got a lot of quality. And he did, I think he used Cahill as an example, you know, player he saw him as, which was quite interesting. But he did say, you know, give him a season to bed in. But everything that he's done so far in pre-season, and you're right, you know, you can't judge players on pre-season, but people seem to be pretty excited about him, so I'm looking forward to seeing him properly in a really competitive game.
I think I read something, was it on Radio Merseyside? I think, or it might have been both. Someone said Johan Cruyff rated him quite highly as well, and I suppose that's high praise in itself, isn't it?
If Cruyff
thinks you're a good player and Ronald Koeman thinks you're a good player, you must have something about you.
Definitely, yeah. And then, as my front three, I'd go with Sandro, Rooney, and Luckman, or Morales.
Absolutely, I would certainly go for Sandro and Rooney together. Definitely, they seem to be. Sandro assisted Rooney on one of the goals. It seems to. Again, I mean, he was at Barcelona, wasn't he? And left because he wanted first team football. So again, I mean, if you've been at Barcelona. I know De La Feu doesn't exactly prove this point, but if you've been at Barcelona, again, you must have something about you. So getting him amongst the goals, I think between them, obviously Lukaku's gone, we need to get goals from somewhere, but relying on one person for goals, I suppose, was never that healthy for the team. So if they can both chip in together, they seem to be, I'm hoping that they'd work together, but it'd be nice to have two people up front rather than just lump it up to one big fella. So hit them with what we've got.
That's a good point about sharing the burden round. It's something that I think you know, we need to do. But we can do that now if you look at some of the players that we're going after and the ones that we've brought in already. And it is far healthy. We were extremely lucky, really, when you think about over the last three or four seasons, however long it was that Lukaku was with us for. That,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, because if we'd have lost him, I mean, there was that season where the season before last when we were really struggling. Was it the season before that? I think Martinez's second season, actually, I think it was, when we were really struggling.
Yeah.
And we had to beat Newcastle. Well, I was thinking around that time, if he'd have got injured then, when we were, like, being touted around as, like, relegation candidates.
Oh, yeah, could have been grim.
Imagine if we'd have lost him then. We literally didn't get goals from anywhere else. That would have been really bad. But hopefully, as you say, you know, we won't depend on that. But would you be more inclined to play... Would you consider Luckman? I mean, there's
Yes. I think he's going to be a good player. He's got the pace. Obviously, he started galore or anything, but I think he will be good one day. But you know, not that he's not good now. I think he will turn into a good player. So yeah, I'd give him a go. He might just be the pace that we need.
Yeah, it's hard to say, because literally we know nothing about these lads from Rosenborg.
yeah, well done.
I know, I have to think about it before I say it.
Yeah.
But we know nothing about these lads, so it's kind of like we don't know who would be put better placed against them. You know, you can't say like, oh, well, they've got that lad at right back who's a bit slow or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you are kind of guessing a little bit. But yeah, I'd be inclined to throw him in, but mainly on the basis of what the little bits that I've seen of Luckman in pre-season, he seems to be that he's quite sharp and he looks ready to go. So I'd throw him in this one and say, you know, look, go and get yourself a few goals, you know what I mean, and get that confidence up, and then, you know, maybe stake a place as well for the start of the season. So I'd be willing to that. But maybe Cuban will play it safe and just go with Morales and go with that front three. I don't know. We'll see.
Just that little bit of experience, yeah. Maybe swap him later on in the game, substitute. Perhaps, yeah, it's an option.
But I'm glad we're in agreement, though, that, you know, we both want a fully strength side.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. I'd throw the kitchen sink at them just to make sure that we go through. I know it's two legs, but you know, certainly start on Thursday. I'd lash a lot at them, especially at home as well.
Yeah.
You know, the crowd behind you. First proper game of the season. Okay, it's not the league, but you know, the crowds are going to be up for it. You got Wayne Rooney back. I'll be honest. Firstly, I never thought I'd see the day, and secondly, I always said no, I wouldn't have him back. But do you know what? I've completely done a U-turn on that. I'm happy to. I think he's going to be good. I think he's got a point to prove. I think we'll benefit. Whether he wants to get back into the England side for the World Cup yet, I don't know. Whether he'll have the legs for that. But if we benefit from him having the bit between his teeth, that can only be good. I'm glad he's come back.
I'm happy about it.
You know, it's and if he's still good, which I know people say, oh, he's old. He's 31. You know, he's not as young as he was when he was at his absolute best, but he's 31. He's still got a couple of years left in him. If we still get decent football out of him, we're on a winner.
Definitely. No, I'm at 100%, and I've done the same as well. You know, at one point, I'd have never have had him back. And as I said, you know, I've had other supporters reminding me of the things that I said, friends who support the clubs reminding me of the things that I said after we left. But you've got to put these things into context. A little fun fact, by the way, about this side who we're playing. Somebody mentioned this on the forum, and I can't remember who it was, so I can't credit them. I'm not pretending this is my own bit of good little bit of journalism, but apparently their total squad equals about one-fifth of a Jordan Pickford. So in terms of the cost. So that's So that in itself, you know, probably says to what we should do in this game. But it's football at the end of the day, and weirder things have happened. Do you want to know what their local dish is, by the way? This town in Slovakia. Sounds really nice. It's potato dumplings with sheep cheese. Well, I'm not too sure about sheep cheese and roasted bacon. Apparently, that's what they eat.
Ooh, that sounds all right, that.
Does, doesn't it? If anybody's planning on traveling over for the return fixture, and you do try some of this stuff, then feel free to come on the podcast and let us know what you thought about it.
That sounds an incredibly nice pasty filling.
It does, doesn't it? I'm not sure about sheep cheese, though.
It's feta. You could use feta. I'm pretty sure that's sheep. Yeah, I don't know if that's the same thing, but that could work.
Maybe it is, yeah. So anyway, that sounds good, doesn't it? So, so I'm looking forward to this one then. And if you know, gutted that I wasn't, obviously, because I've been away. I completely forgot about the tickets, and then I was like, oh.
It's all right. No, I think I'm I'm getting them courtesy of the site owner, which is very kind. I'll have to pray that the postman actually turns up with them. But yeah, well, fingers crossed. And it'll be also, fingers crossed, doubly so, because it'll be my daughter's first game.
Oh, mate,
so that'll just be that extra little bit special. So, you know, I'll probably just get the... I might not get to watch much of the game. She might just bite the, you know, talk the ear off me.
Get it. Well, get her some Everton mints and a bottle of Coke.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
There you go. She'll be happy enough, eh, won't she?
My 30th season of going to the match as well. So that'll be a nice way to kick it off if we batter the side in Europe.
Yeah, definitely. That'd be a brilliant way to start her supporting career, and hopefully it'll continue to go in the right direction.
Yeah.
Because the rest of us have taken enough bumps and bruises for her, hey? So,
yeah.
Hey, Garrett, if I don't manage to get... By the way, if anyone's listening does fall upon a spare, then hit me up.
Yeah.
As I've got a pretty valid excuse for not being at this one, given the facts of the state that I was in over the weekend. But anyway, yeah. So Grouch, enjoy your first game with your daughter.
Fingers crossed.
And hopefully the Blues get the win.
It's a grand old team to play for. It's a grand old team to support. And if you know your history, it's enough to make your heart go